Okay, you guys ready to get started? I'd like to welcome all of you to Cutthroat.
I mean, you could work out all day, but at the end of the day, the strongest muscle in your body will always be your heart.
We are competing for over $500,000. I'm gonna fucking go for blood.
With my whole heart, I wanna win.
I picked you for my team, and I'm removing just as fast.
You're done.
You versus me, bitch. Let's go.
He hit a girl!
Man, this is gonna get real ugly real quick.
This is a podcast about the MTV Challenge, the new one's coming. It's called Cutthroat. And I have a special guest. Say hello.
Oh, that's me, Victor.
Just real quickly, this year, here's our scoring. Just go over that real quick.
Okay. So in addition to just surviving, you basically get a point for each week that your player stays on the show. I think we're going to give 1 point for winning the challenge, 1 point for being sent into the elimination, and I think it's called the gulag. And you get 1 point for winning the gulag and 1 point for winning a pardon. And, I mean, those are basically just our competition points, which are pretty cut and dry. And then we have our fun category points, which are the bonus points. And there's usually a little bit of subjectivity in how we try to rule on these points, but we try to keep it fair, try to keep it fun. So we're going to give 1 point for hooking up, 1 point for... If you own both contestants who hook up, we get a point for fighting or physical fighting. And I feel like pushing and shoving versus, the real fighting. And then we get a point for the crazy-ass tirade, which is just,
Yelling,
screaming, something really zany. And then we got 1 point for hospital, 1 point for throwing up, and 1 point for crying. And I think I wanted to talk about the throwing up, because I feel like a while back you and I were talking about this, and we're trying to think about, like, what do we want to reward? Yeah. We want to reward, like, something funny, or we wanted to reward drunkenness, but it's really hard to measure drunkenness because everyone drinks.
Right.
And I think you said, well, if they throw up, then...
It's drunk. Right.
But... We got no points for this last year because they just don't don't show it on TV.
I mean, nobody actually throws up on camera that much.
Yeah, because it's not really a good thing. But although I saw in the trailer, I saw
someone throws up.
From competition.
That's 1 point. I know who it is. I'm ready. I really enjoy talking to you about the minutia of the trailers. I remember last season, we sent, like, screenshots to each other. Who do you think this is?
Well, that's kind of the fun stuff, the sleuth work. And I know not just us, Yasmin got a pretty good mystery shot of our star player, Evelyn.
Yes.
By looking at the trailer.
She's good at that, actually. She's very good at... She was also the one who this season was like, oh, CT's coming back.
I didn't
see that until...
I didn't see it because I've been kind of busy lately. But after you guys mentioned it, and then I was looking for him, and then I saw him.
I would not have seen it otherwise.
And the thing is, that's why I think I saw you send out an email about people not being able to pick CT.
Right.
I think you should, because it's just there's a risk involved, and I kind of think I know what happens because I saw someone get kind of hurt in the neck brace or something.
Yeah, I know who got hurt.
so I feel like he probably replaces the guy that got hurt. But I totally
agree. But the thing is, you don't know which episode he comes in, but it's a risk. It's a calculated risk.
It's a risk. And I guess when we're talking about research, and, we kind of want to talk about how, there are a lot of boards out there that specialize in trying to give away the ending.
Yeah.
And I think if you look hard enough, or even not that hard, you could probably find out how this series unfolds.
Well,
then it's no fun.
It's not fun.
And you definitely can draft wrong. So it's like you gotta kind of blur the line. I feel like if you analyze anything from MTV.com, it's
good.
But
I agree.
Any other sites could be questionable.
I try to avoid any sites except MTV, because I know there are boards and sites out there that try to predict who's coming out based upon, like, Twitter messages or like, oh, I saw this person here, like I know they're out. Mm. That's all unfair. I feel like that's cheating.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah. It's a competition, but there's a little bit of honor in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, so, yeah. I mean, what are we going to do when we catch somebody who actually cheats?
I don't know. I don't know if we have any power. But, I mean, we can embarrass them.
You
don't have
power? I don't know. I don't like that. Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, here's other things that when we research, I mean, I just showed you a glimpse of my spreadsheet.
I was impressed.
I was impressed. It's pretty serious. And I'm not going to lie. I've also done a mock draft because I wanted to know what could have happened, you know, in the first round.
Hmm.
I mean, you can't predict what's going to happen in the second round. You have no idea.
I see.
But
we do have some new people here, so that's a different dynamic.
We should say hi to Dan.
Oh, hello, Dan.
So let's move on to the meat of the conversation. Here's what I wanted to go over. The format for this particular game is there's three groups of teams. There's a red, a blue, and a gray team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? 10 players in each, and you can read the rules online, but I kind of want to go over the characters and rank them just... I know we've only gone through the first round, but we can sort of talk about these players.
Okay,
so let's start with the red team. And give me some of your thoughts about these people. Positives, negatives, whatever, yeah?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm looking at the red team, and I'm thinking this is probably going to be a strong team. They've got a good mix of, you know, vets and also people who know how to play the political machine.
Here's who's on the red team. Okay. It's Brad from San Diego, Brandon from Fresh Meat 2, Camila from Spring Break Challenge, mm-hmm. Chet from Brooklyn, Dunbar from Sydney, Mandy from Fresh Meat 2, Melinda from Austin, Paula from Key West, Tori from Viewers Challenge, and Tyler from Key West. And very important, Brad and Tori are now married.
Yeah, it's one of the first things I saw was that Tori's last name had changed. And,
good point.
You know, at first, like, you know, I've seen people like, you know, was it Danny and Melinda, like, talk about getting married? Oh, they are broken up.
Mm-hmm. I read that online.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I kind of felt like they weren't a real relationship anyways for some reason, just because they were like a made-for-TV type of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, Brad and Tori, I assume they wouldn't be a real one, but I think they are.
They're like for real.
They're for real. Okay. So that adds stability, you know. Like we were talking before, anytime you have, when you have groups, if there's people that are connected either in a relationship or like a family or sibling,
yeah,
it adds stability to the group because you kind of know, you need to know that some people are together. Because
they're going to help each other out.
They will. And
plus I feel like they're very strong players because they're both veterans.
Brad is strong. And
I mean, Brad is physically strong.
And Tori is also physically strong for a female. So she's...
So they're probably... And they're vet. I feel like you got to go vets early.
You right? do. Because they... It's hard to say what exactly it is about survival, but they don't... They've been doing it for a while, and they're probably like 30 or so, and... They're kind of over the oh wow I'm on TV type of thing, and they're trying to win money.
Right.
So they probably, I feel like they have a little bit more, you know, motivation to do the little things it does take to stay on the show. And but yeah, this team. The other than that, I mean, they have a couple strong competitors. I say Dunbar is pretty strong. Brad is pretty strong. And they have people who can do the political machine, like Paula. and what's that, the gay guy, or Tyler, is it Tyler?
Tyler,
so yeah. They seem like they're kind of talkers, basically. They talk.
Here's the thing, I think this team is actually, for me, the weakest team.
Oh, it is, okay.
Because I'm looking over the guys are weak. Brad is good,
mm-hmm.
Brandon from Fresh Meat 2, absolutely useless.
Mm.
If you recall, he got booted because he drank before the challenge.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's like the dude who drank before the challenge. Absolutely useless in the challenges. Chet, ridiculous.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, you're going to be listening to this after the draft, but Chet is the one that leaves with the neck brace.
Mm.
And he's like the redheaded guy, and like he's terrible. Dunbar, I guess he's okay, but they call him Dummy Bear.
Yeah, he's right? not bright, but he's...
I mean, he's not bright, whatever. So he's okay. And then you got Tyler, who I think is just like this sassy gay guy, right? I don't really remember who he is. So I feel like, competitively, the guys are going to be weak.
Okay.
The girls are good, though.
Okay. No, I see where you're coming from now.
Let me ask you. Who's the best girl out of this group, Red?
Tori. Tori, easily.
Okay. How about second? Would you take?
I have to say either Mandy or Paula. Mandy.
You had Mandy last time.
I had Mandy. Mandy, she you know, the thing is, I know she's in a relationship. I think she is.
She is?
So oh, I don't know if it's changed. So I don't know if she's going to be trying to make out with a lot of people.
No hookup city, yeah.
If she does, she's pretty. And it seems like a lot of the guys will hang out around her.
Yeah, that's true.
And she kind of has like a, she has like a kind of a commanding presence for females.
That's true.
So I in terms of what they both offer, I think Mandy might be okay. Paula has been around, but she has kind of a crazy label on her.
And yeah, I wouldn't touch Paula. I don't want to touch her. Although she's always sticks around because people just apparently like her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she does.
My sleeper in this group is Camila.
Camila? I don't know
who she is either. But I just read that she won the Spring Break Challenge. Which the Spring Break Challenge is this thing that happened in March. That was like a 2-week mini challenge that apparently we missed because we probably would have drafted for it.
Uh-huh.
But she was one of the winners.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, winners.
She's my sleeper. I mean, I don't know really anything about her.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Let's go. You go off. Who's in the blue team?
Okay, so we have Derek Chavez. Not to be confused with the Derek we know, that is the
one's from Cancun, one's from Extreme. Road Rules.
Right. He's the vet that, you know, the Derek.
Yeah.
You know, kind of balding, married, with a kid.
Right.
You know,
he's losing his hair. Right.
He's good. And two Emilys. I guess this is a theme. They're trying
this
to
confuse
people.
With, yeah.
the team with the same name. So there's two Emilys. I don't. Emily Fitzpatrick.
I don't know either one of them.
Emily Schramm. I don't know either one. And then you got a Big Easy, Eric mm-hmm. Banks. You have Jen.
Mm-hmm.
You have Crazy Jen.
Yep.
And you have Johnny Bananas.
Yep.
And Katie. You know, old Katie. And didn't she say she was going to retire? But
she did.
She's back?
She's back for her 9th challenge.
Wow.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Okay. And then you have Teresa from the Wes and Kenny triangle last season. And this other guy, Ty, who I'm not familiar with.
Ty is... Oh, here's what my notes on Ty is. He's a personal trainer from D.C. So he's a personal trainer, which indicates he's in shape. I don't know if that means he's athletic.
Oh, is he African American?
Oh,
Is that?
Oh yeah. That, okay, so here's the thing. Ty and Emily, the DC Emily, hooked up on the show.
Oh.
So there's, I'm guaranteeing they hook up again because I feel like that's definitely one of the rules is that like if you've hooked up in the past, you hook up again.
Oh really?
Emily and Ty had a very contentious relationship.
Oh, I didn't watch that
series. I didn't watch it either, but I read about it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So that's hookup city?
That's, I mean, at least once. Because, like, they're going to, like, make out at least once.
Ah, okay.
This is the group that I actually don't know anything about because I don't really know these people. I mean, do you know these people?
No. I mean, it's disappointing. I feel like I should, but there's not... I mean, Eric, Jen, Johnny, Katie... Well, actually, you know what? About half of them, right?
Okay.
You know, Derek... Derek, we've seen him for so long. He's kind of, like, grown up. He's kind of...
Yeah. Derek... He's actually one of my high veterans because he's unbeatable, and he's kind of like, he's scrappy.
He's scrappy.
He's scrappy.
He's scrappy.
He's a little crazy.
He's
no
not,
hookup potential, but just like he'll be around.
Yeah, he's not unbeatable, but he definitely is good. He's on. I think he's on a winning streak, isn't he?
I think he is on a winning streak. Well, at least he's been doing well. Who is the best girl out of this group?
You know, I have to go with Jen. I mean,
yeah.
I think
clear cut.
She has the kind of the queen bee type of mentality, so she can command the presence. And I don't think she's a great competitor, but she definitely can hold her own. So and you know, I mean, I don't know anything about the Emilys, and Katie definitely is not a competitor.
Let me tell you my notes about the Emilys. Emily with two E's is the ex-Hooters girl. Emily, the other Emily, is... Right, she's a rookie. She hooked up a tie. So, I mean, it's really a toss-up.
Okay.
Even though when I see ex-hooker, I mean, oh, I'm sorry, ex-Hooter.
What did you say, John?
Ex-Hooter, it's late. Ex-Hooter, I automatically think she's going to be useless. She's like the new Siobhan.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's in my mind.
She is. Oh, Siobhan is.
That means she's going to hook up, but she's going to be kind of useless. The other ex-Hooter girl, I think, is Robin, right? Who is actually not that bad, actually. So I don't know why I have that impression of her. Robin from San Diego, yeah.
She was a Hooter girl.
Well, I'm pretty sure she was. I mean, she was... I don't remember.
She's never been a good competitor, but...
So maybe
she's an Robin type.
But the other thing I want to cover in this particular group is Johnny Bananas.
Well, you know, Johnny's here, and he's here without his backup. But I guess they might be intentionally trying to do this, so... I mean, Johnny's still with Derek. I know they're pretty close in terms of their...
Do you think he's going to be... Like, will he turn into the Kenny of this season? Is he going to try that strategy?
I can't say that I know for sure. You know, Johnny... I've never really been a fan of Johnny. I don't think he's that strong of a competitor, but he does know how to stick around. So, well... He could be the one that we all kind of hate.
I feel like Johnny's either going to the finals automatically, or he's out in the first two rounds. High risk, high reward.
That's right. He could be because
people are. If he's still an asshole, I think he's out. Hmm. But if he turns a new leaf and becomes a good guy, he's going to make it to the end.
Hmm.
Because he knows everyone. I think he's strong, right? But yeah.
Hmm.
But he went very high in draft, which we'll get to. Hmm. But he went very high. Okay, so the last team is the gray team. It's Abram from South Pacific, Aya from Cancun, Kara Maria from Fresh Meat 2, Dan from Viewers Challenge, JD from Brooklyn, Laurel from Fresh Meat, Luke from Fresh Meat, Sarah from Brooklyn, Siobhan from Sydney, Vinny from Fresh Meat 2.
Mm.
What do you think about this team?
Well, you know, I like this team. Actually, I like the people who are on this team. I like Abram. I've actually always been a fan of Abram, so I'm not surprised he got taken so high.
He did.
I mean, he's been a winner.
You like Abram better than Derek?
I think so. I think he's got a lot of the kind of the maturity characteristics, like a leader. Like, he could lead a team, and he's a pretty decent to strong competitor. I mean, you just have to kind of watch him. He's got that kind of all-American vibe, so he's a good guy, too.
Do you think he's like the good version of... I mean, you're a Wes lover, so I want to ask you, do you think Abram is like the good version of Wes? Because he's not crazy like Wes, even though he's very competitively crazy.
He actually used to be, and I remember, because I remember like a really long time ago in Road Rules, I think he got thrown off the show because he got into a fight with some African-American guy. And I don't really remember. My memory might be bad, but he's been around for a long time. But in terms of him kind of like Wes, I feel like, which I guess he's not on the show. He's my favorite all time.
He might come back. There's rumors that him and Kenny are come back.
Really?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what to do with these midterm people.
I think that might just be rumors, speculation. Yeah, how would they literally fit it onto this format? But... I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, MTV is here to do ratings, or whatever people want will happen. True. But in terms of Abram being like Wes, I don't know. Maybe kind of the same role where it's like he could be the counter to the very popular Johnny or something. Yeah. But I'm not sure.
But you like Abram.
I like Abram.
He's one of your top guys.
I think he's got good potential.
You like Abram better than Brad.
Abram wins more than Brad.
I agree.
Abram wins
more. I've had Brad the last two seasons, and he's just consistently a disappointment because he has so much potential, but he never actually wins.
Hmm.
Whereas Abram apparently is a two-time winner.
Hmm.
What about anybody else on the great team?
Well, I mean, just because I noticed, like the one girl, Aya, I mean, she was on the trailer, and she was like, you know, for some reason without her top on.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like that, okay. I mean, I've been arguing that Laurel should have... She's the most dominant player in this entire thing. If we think about just competitively how good she is, nobody's going to kick her out.
Mm-hmm.
But you did bring up a good point that people might not like her.
They might not like her. She seems to maybe not get along too well with some people. I know she doesn't get along that well with Mandy.
I know she doesn't get along with all the girls who play the game. Yes. They hate her. I believe Kim, George, yeah, it's like everybody hates her.
Oh, you
remember
mean,
that?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they hate her, whereas we're like, we think she's kind of like very beautiful and very cocky,
right.
But like very, you know, just like, she's great.
I think she's very attractive.
But there's a very visceral reaction to her. Like, very visceral. You should check some of her old emails. Like I know they hate her. I think Kim actually leads that fan club or anti fan club. She she's the one who called out Crazy Eyes. Thought she was a real bitch.
Okay.
I thought she was just being competitive, but like maybe I'm just stunned by her beauty. I don't know. What about Sarah? I mean, I feel like there's a lot to talk about with Sarah.
Sarah's one of your favorites. I'll see how she does because like I think she had a really really good rookie year,
mm-hmm.
but her second time around, I think she made a couple bad moves where I feel like. The game doesn't like relationships for some reason. It could be jealousy, but the game does not like relationships, like people hooking up. So they felt her taking on Vinny, who's actually also here and on the team.
And they hooked up.
And I think they made themselves a quick target. So we'll see if they are still hooking up. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Vinny looks like he actually looks pretty strong.
He's a monster.
He looks pretty... I mean, I'm looking at him just in... He probably has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's been working out, so he might. He could
huge
be
before.
One of the stronger guys, just in terms of strength. But I'm not sure if he can connect as well.
I feel like Vinny is definitely one of my sleepers in this version of the game. Because here's the thing I think about this group, and I think it's a little bit unfair because they sort of stack this group. Because half this group is from Fresh Meat. They already know each other.
Oh, you're right.
They're all friends, and the only two people like there's probably 10 Fresh Meat people on here. Out of those, like 7 of them are on this team.
Yeah, but I feel like even though they're on this team, they're not. I mean, I knew the cliques in Fresh Meat, and these people
weren't.
They
weren't
the same
that
clique. So I don't know if that. It's kind of like saying if someone went to the same college, but they're not. You know, the same group within.
That's true.
Whether or not they would mesh, but there are a lot of Fresh Meat on that team.
I want to talk about Cara Maria.
Oh, you want to talk about
her? I want to talk about my undying love for her and pretty much my very thinly veiled threats to people to not take her. I don't think I told you because like Laura fell into your lap. Cool. Like you're not going to take her. I didn't know who Kim was going to take, but I was like, she's probably not going to take Cara Maria.
I don't think you need to worry. I don't think people.
But here's my big mistake. I told one person in our league that don't take her because I'm going to cry like a little baby. And
are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're recording. We're recording.
I thought this was just
conversation. No. This is not a conversation.
Okay.
So I said, so, you know, in our draft order, I'm picking last, which is, you know, I'm a little bitter about it, but like, to be honest, it doesn't matter to me because I know who I'm going for. And you know, when there's a little bit of strategy. So like, I know who I like and I'm really attached to certain people and Cara Maria, like I'm such a big fan. And I just really...
But she wasn't on the show for very long.
She likes horses. She's athletic. She's kind of weird. She's kind of quirky. And then she's just emotionally vulnerable. What happened last season after Darrell? Like, she started crying. Like, she wasn't on the show long enough for me to actually become... And I remember you were a big fan of her, too, in the beginning. You thought...
Yeah, I watched
the
trailer.
Yeah, she's good.
Meet the Meat. I thought she was going to be good. I kind of like people... I like successful people.
But
so.
Do you think... She's first round value.
I feel like, you know, actually just, I can't say, but watching like even her body language and I think she's damaged goods now. I think she's damaged goods. And I think for some reason, like she thinks she's going to try too hard. She's going to try to compensate. And
she makes out with a lot of people in the trailer, at least 3.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Hmm.
2 girls and a guy and possibly maybe 2 guys and 2 girls.
Okay.
So I was really afraid that someone would take her based on her outstanding kissing performance.
Oh, I must not have analyzed that trailer closely. But you know,
so you think she's damaged goods?
I think psychologically she's like damaged goods. I think if you, I think if you're expecting to see that kind of doe-eyed bright girl that I saw in the Fresh Meat, that was.
I'm hoping she turns into the next Eve, like mentally unstable but physically a powerhouse.
I don't know if she's a physical powerhouse.
Though. I don't know either.
I don't. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I felt. I'm not sure, but you know, maybe as a fantasy player, she could get a lot of points that way. So she could be a solid first or second round pick if you... You got to take her. You got to take her if one of your bookends or...
Oh, I'm taking her number one. I mean, I was willing to trade up for her. I was so scared. Oh. I would have traded my first two picks to get her.
Mm.
And thank God nobody took me to that.
Mm. Okay.
To that edge.
Because she probably won't be around for your next set of bookends.
She's not going to
be...
No, I can't wait. I'm going first. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
And I think, I mean, I don't know if you love anybody that hard. I don't think you do because Wes is not here.
Not in this grouping.
I know George is in love with Jen. Like, George, it's a lock. I know she's taking Jen first round. There's no doubt. And actually, I've been texting Yasmin, like, this entire night.
Oh, yeah.
And I threaten her, like, please don't take her. Please don't take her. And she's like, yeah, okay, I didn't take it because our friendship is more important than this game, which is nice.
Okay.
But, you know, if I could, I would have convinced her to take Jen, just so she doesn't take Kira Maria, so Kira Maria falls to me. Mm-hmm. But I think it looks like now that George will get Jen, and I will end up Kira Maria.
Mm.
So everything works out well.
Okay.
That's my piece. I just really like Kira Maria.
Okay.
And I want to always have her on my team.
Okay, so just a quick question.
Yeah.
So of this group, we've kind of talked about who we kind of like or
maybe
even some bad things. Give me five names of people you do not want on your team.
So easy. I already made that list.
Okay.
I'll go from the very bottom.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go from the bottom. Here's what I don't want. Siobhan.
Okay.
Boob popper. I had her once. Last pick. I'm never picking her.
Okay.
I don't want Chet.
Okay. Okay.
Totally useless. I've seen the preview. He leaves in a neck brace. I don't want him. And he's useless.
He's kind of doofy, goofy, kind of.
I don't want Big Easy.
Okay.
Definitively don't want to touch him. And I also kind of, I don't think Tyler's good.
Okay.
I don't want to say like I have a bias toward the gay guys, but like there's, I think, two or three gay guys in this episode,
mm-hmm.
but they end up never being good competitors, just strictly competitive standpoint.
Okay.
You know?
What about Ryan?
Ryan's not on him.
Oh. But he's not that good anyways.
I mean, he's never good. He just stuck around because he was like friends with people.
He's
like a political dude. So, I mean, maybe, like, they'll be all right, but they never make it to the finals.
Mm.
Like, although, you know, I mean, it's possible. And the other person, I don't like Paula. I just don't like Paula as a person. Like, so I would never draft her.
Okay, so that was a pretty good bottom five.
What are those? Do you have bottom fives?
I hadn't thought it was kind of a question on the fly, but maybe if I had to pick five people I don't like or I don't want on my team. I go with Tyler. I don't know if I'd want Tyler. Chet, because of the injury.
Mm. And he's kind of stupid.
Yeah, so other people?
Oh, I'll tell you somebody else I don't want.
You know, maybe not Brandon.
Yep.
Brandon, he seems kind of like a tool.
Totally useless.
Yeah.
Total tool.
And then Melinda, actually. I have to include Melinda.
I like Melinda.
You know, I like Melinda because she was part of that kind of Austin group, which just happened to be my show. But I'm looking at her, and I don't see her being very connected
to
any of these players.
Yeah.
So she's just here, and she's not a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
So I see her just kind of being... She's not that young or interesting anymore.
Yeah.
Just kind of being fading quickly, just kind of anonymously.
Let's talk about our first round. A bit of a stunner because I mean, really, I don't know. I think I was very anxious to see the draft order,
uh-huh.
and what happened was that Dan, our newbie, got the number one pick, which is nice. I think it was a good gesture, and I'm glad he got first pick. And then you got second pick, Kim got third pick, which is nice because last year she got very low.
Yeah.
And then of course the Yang twins were at the bottom. For some reason, we're always at the bottom.
Mm.
Who would you have gone with number one?
You know, this is a tough draft. Actually, you know, I think it's good that, you know, typically you want to go first, but I don't see there being like a clear cut, you know, three or four guys or girls
mm-hmm.
that are number one worthy.
Material.
No doubt number ones. Like
yeah.
even Johnny's good, but Johnny could be bad if he gets, you know, stabbed. If there's some coalition that forms against him.
Yeah.
Or Laurel could be good, but if she's unpopular with the other girls or other guys, she could get thrown out. There's just too many X factors. I almost would prefer a number three slot, because it's like you get a lot of picks and you can see how things
develop. So you don't have to like double down on the snake draft.
Like, I mean, from the number two position, that's why I had to think so long, because I'm thinking, you know, what are all these other people would probably be taking before I get my next pick.
Right.
So I'm just kind of, you know, I'd almost even trade down if I was...
If you could.
If I could.
I would have traded up with you at Camarillo.
Would you?
I would have given you my first two picks for your first two picks. So far, what happened is that Dan took Teresa.
Uh-huh.
And then Victor, you took Laurel. Kim took Abram. Mm-hmm. Yasmin took...
Johnny. She took Johnny. No, I'm sorry.
She took Abram. Kim took Johnny. And then George is up, but she's sleeping right now, even though I called her and told her to pick. And then I'm up.
I think George is probably going to take...
She's taking Jen, for sure. Like, no doubts.
And you're going to take Camarillo.
I'm taking Camarillo.
So that's our first round.
Yeah. And I know who I'm taking after that. And I don't know who George is taking. But let's talk about his number one pick, Teresa.
Hmm.
Shocking. And...
Very
high hookup potential. Very high hookup potential.
Some
underrated athlete.
Some athleticism. But I don't see her having the political connections or knowing how to manipulate this game. Because I saw her last game and she, you know, she got played by Wes. She was like crying on TV. Yeah. I feel like she's a little bit too innocent.
That's the point.
What's the point? But I feel like she's too innocent to be a true champion in this game.
Yeah.
So I think that's a solid pick, Dan, but perhaps coming out of the first round pick,
I think
very top number one pick.
We got to talk about value, because it's like, even though you really like somebody, their value, like Teresa could have come in the second or third round or fourth round, maybe.
Even, yeah.
Maybe lower, I don't know. But here's the thing. Here's what I am... There's two things that happened here.
Mm-hmm.
One, either he didn't watch last season... But then why would you go with Teresa? So I feel like that's out. He's seen last season. You know, he's a veteran. Sorry, Dan, we don't know you, so we're just, you know, speculating. Mm. Or two, he's got a man crush on Teresa, much like my man crush on Karen Maria. And he just had to have her at all costs.
On Teresa?
I mean, I'm saying that's what I'm speculating.
Okay.
I mean, there's no other reason she goes number one. Like, how can she go number one over some of these other girls, except if you have a huge crush on her? Just as if I had the number one pick, I would pick Karen Maria.
Mm.
Or trade it down to get her.
Mm.
Or hope she falls to me.
Or maybe he knows something that we don't. But
this is true. He could know something we don't know, which would be crazy.
I mean, we're not really experts. We're just...
Right.
We're just passionate fans.
Yeah. So that's number one pick. Number two, Laurel, I think, great pick.
Pretty good pick.
Who else were you looking at there?
I was thinking about Johnny. I was thinking about probably Johnny, Derek, Brad, you know, Abram. Those guys, I was kind of, in my mind, they're all quality value guys. And what I was saying to you before, like, I almost take Laurel kind of like, you know, in a fantasy football draft, like a good tight end.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the best players are the running back and receiver picks.
Yeah.
And you have to get them. But sometimes there's only one or two really good tight ends, and you have to start a tight end. So
you got to take the best girl.
I think I had to take the best girl because there's more guys out there, and you know, I think there's room for the girls and guys because it's single elimination, guys and girls. So I'm going for the one who I don't think is going to lose in elimination.
Yeah,
and if she does get voted in a lot, she could get a lot of points. And you know, go from there, and then hopefully by my pick there'll still be, you know, like kind of a blue chip guy left.
What do you think about the importance of drafting a team of girls and guys? Do you think that matters?
I think, well, I mean, like I said, that if you read the rules, the elimination is guys and girls. So if you that does come into play a little bit. So if you have a team which is I guess all girls, right? You can only stand to lose one per week at most.
Right.
Or if it's all guys.
So it's actually smart.
Maybe, yeah. Actually, it could be. It could be. I don't know how to answer that question, because I feel like there's a mathematical answer that makes sense, but... I mean, you can do, like, probability or something, but I can't.
Actually, I never thought about that.
I mean, I'd be just making something up.
What about teams? Because there's a really interesting format, because this time, when the team wins a challenge, then everybody's going to get a point in that team. So if, let's say you think, if you think the great team is going to win a lot of challenges, you might want to just pick a lot of great teams.
Oh, you know, that's a really good angle. I didn't really think about it that way.
Because we had thought about, we should just pick the teams and like disregard those kind of points. But these aren't individual challenges. They're not pair challenges. They're team challenges.
Hmm.
So if Brad's team wins, they're all going to win.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you really are convinced one particular team is going to win, you might just want to pick a lot of red players or a lot of blue players.
Mm. That's a good strategy.
I will be picking a lot of gray players. Mm.
It's hard. It's really hard to say because you might have a couple anchors, and you know they may intentionally try to keep like a Casey. She's not here, but
right,
like a Siobhan or something.
Yeah, I wish we had. No, Siobhan or Casey.
Since we're here, so John, so how do you feel? How do you really feel about HT leaving us?
I'm disappointed. Because here's the thing. I know HT. And she's competitive. She's fiery.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't convince her to play with us for some reason. And it might be because I failed to send her any prizes yet. But I feel, and she's been busy, and you know, she's been doing a lot of things, but she knows so much about the game, and I feel like she brings such a good perspective into to everything. And she's got a kind of a quirky view on things. And I think it's a big loss. And the fact, the worst part is that she's the champion. The champion can't just abdicate the throne and then...
No, you can't do that. That's just wrong.
Like, let's say I win this year. It's going to feel hollow a little bit. Is that true?
Because she's not around?
Yeah. I mean, how would you feel?
I feel pretty good myself.
Oh, you don't...
That wouldn't bother me.
Oh.
But, I mean, I know what you're saying. You know, yeah. I think you might be hinting that, you know, it's like if you know, Hakeem... One when Jordan was retired.
Yeah.
Someone might whisper that it's not a true victory.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like even with these things, there is definitely some help that analysis can do. But there's just some kind of luck involved sometimes with these
Do you games. Think she's coming back?
I don't know. I think she might. I think sometimes when you step away, I feel like, you know, she might still read our site and go, like, you know, feel a little bit of a pinge of I wish I was still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, when your friends invite you to do something and you don't go, but then you see pictures online and you're like, shit.
I always go. FOMO. I have FOMO. I always go. Great. Thank you for coming. And next Wednesday is going to be very exciting.
Yes. Show starts this Wednesday, so we'll finish the draft up.
Yes. Anything else?
That's it.
Fantastic.